Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, Petty Bitches.
Hi, Petty Bitches. Welcome to Petty Little Things. This is Petty Davina Devine.
And this is very hungover, slightly grey in the face, Victoria Secret.
Grey?
Do I look grey?
It's not on the colour wheel, that colour.
Oh, bitch, I do. I look fucking horrific.
What clashes were red? Actually, our eyes are red for Halloween.
Well, I mean, to get into it, I'm just fresh from an eye infection. And I think it started in one, but I think I rubbed it into the other.
Okay.
Well, that kind of sounds dirty, doesn't it? I rubbed it into the other.
While you're saying this, no, you are going to clean these brushes, aren't you?
Yeah, I have to be in drag. I have 2 gigs tomorrow. I have to be in drag at 10 a.m.
Yeah, and make sure these are cleaned.
I will.
Okay.
I think I might just burn them.
Yeah, actually, that's probably best.
Joe Mayhem Miller just every few months just bins all her brushes.
I just buy new brushes, but I don't bin the other ones.
I don't bin them either.
So I have so many fucking brushes now. Yeah. And I have all my brushes like from when I was doing makeup that now have transferred into...
Yeah, they're all clean. I haven't touched any of them.
Okay.
Yeah. 10 a.m. drag though. Like, girl, I feel like...
You doing 10 a.m. tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, so am I. So I have a photo call tomorrow. For a gig at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
But they were looking for 9 o'clock. And I said no. I said, because I want to start getting ready at 9.
Yeah.
So do you have to be there for 10?
I have to be there at 9:30.
Oh God. Well.
They're a really nice company and I'm excited. They always have fun with them.
Yeah.
But a 10 a.m. drag is... Should be illegal.
Well, I'm just glad that I'm a model. So yes. I just have to do a photo call.
You just have to stand there? Can you say who it's for?
No, I can't say who it's for yet because it has to come out. But it's I'll be posing with, I think, a motorbike.
You're very good in those situations. Like, I feel like I have only one pose in me. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Which is lovely little one hand on the hip,
yeah.
Cheeky smile, that's it. And then, you know, when we go, like say we go to an event in drag, they always shout at us, oh girls, come on, we want bigger smiles. And I'm like, I look deranged when I smile like that.
Well, you see, I have two ways to think about that. One thing I always do, every single photo, I do a completely different pose.
Okay.
So just keep posing in different ways. And I also don't care because I'll never see these photographs. So I never look back.
You'll see these though.
Oh, I'll see these, but I'll know these poses. Like these poses will be kind of, these will be proper and they'll be professional. So if it's some hon with a camera, I'd be just like, chick, chick, smile, smile, ha, 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 oh my God, who farted? Ha, ha, get everyone to laugh. And then you've got all your shots. I'm like, bye, I'm off. There is a skill to it.
There is.
But I tell you, I'm cut.
You bang it out though.
Oh, I am cut from the cloth of the Celtic Tiger huns, the Rosanna Davisons, the Glenda Gilsons standing on Grafton Street with like a hamburger, you know, for Paddy Power. So whatever it is.
That is fucking gas. Like thinking about those times when they're all in bikinis, like at the Lewis stop.
Do you remember they wanted us to do the mud wrestling for the betting thing? They wanted to, and we were like, no. We're
just like, they wanted us. Okay, so we were working with a betting company who I believe they're gone now.
Betpack, I think they were called.
Betpack, yeah. And we were booked for two gigs. This was our second one. The first was in the Galway races. We spoke about that before, yeah, where we got thrown out. If you haven't heard that, it's actually a fucking gas story. Go back and listen to it. But they also booked us for Dublin races. And this time we weren't really going in representing the company, but they wanted us for a photo call with girls, mud wrestling.
It didn't make any sense.
No. Like, and now that I think of it, it's a bit weird to book the girls. Oh, let's get sexy and mud wrestle. Do you know what I mean?
It's a bit inappropriate, isn't it?
A little. Like.
And you know what's so funny? It was literally right across. It wasn't inside. They weren't allowed to do that, obviously, because it was the horse show is like prestigious.
Yeah.
People like equestrians and all.
It was on the side of the street.
They were literally across the road outside a restaurant.
Yeah.
Beside the horse show house.
Did any of the girls actually mud wrestle in the end?
Yeah, they had like an inflatable kids' pool.
Yeah.
Covered in like, and it was like really like, they obviously budget was tight, so they just had like a bit of mud, so they were just kind of like lightly rolling around, and they were really like, they just wanted the photo, and then us two in the background kind of going, ha, like basically, who's your money on?
So gas.
Bet it on blonde.
And we had to like wear like little black cocktail dresses. Like,
no, you just wore them anyway, just because you used to love a little tiny hat.
That was, do you know, like Anto Fanukin, who used to DJ in the George, was messaging me, and he was roaring laughing about my little hat obsession. Yeah. Like, what was that
he
about?
Had a little bit of a hat obsession too.
He
though.
Actually did, yeah. Yeah.
So hang on now, Pot Kettle Black, Anto Fanukin.
She loved that. And
although actually, Anto loved a statement Gaga kind of headpiece.
Yes.
So he had maybe like, I remember there was a great photo of me, of him having like a cup and saucer on his head and me drinking out the cup and saucer.
And he had Anto's X Factor in the George for that, didn't he? Paul Ryder won that.
I think he was a judge.
Oh, maybe he was a judge.
Yeah,
Paul was something. A judge. No, Paul won Annie Ball's The Stars in the Rise.
Paul didn't win. Paul was kicked out of it. Do you remember? Because there was a scandal.
Oh my God, yeah. Tell me everything.
It was a scandal.
And Adele.
I think eventually, I'm not sure exactly what happened, but I know, I think he got back in, but they were trying to kick it, and he was, God love him, he was devastated. He was only a child. I remember that was when I first met him. And it was so unwarranted, like why he was being like kicked out. And Annie Balls, of course, was like the queen of mean. So she'd be like, no lady, you broke the rules, you're out. And he was like a kid shooting for the stars, like what in his dream, like Britney on Star Search. And so I think he got back in the end because it wasn't fair.
Well, he listens and so does Anto. So if we said anything incorrect, we'll be getting a voice note about it.
Well, anyway, subject to change.
Paul actually just messaged me because he's listening to the Britney book.
So am I.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm six chapters in.
Whereas I just read the headlines of Paris Hilton.
No. I see, I love a celeb autobiography.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
I didn't make it through Mariah's. I got bored.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah. Did you love it?
Yeah, I loved it. Look, if anyone has not listened to... But I have to say, your attention span isn't the best anyway.
I love. Like, you know, when Zuna Tavini goes, you're... anything.
Yeah.
It's going to be a dig in some way.
But like, I think you like, in theory, the idea of it. You like knowing the information, but you don't like doing the legwork.
I like the bite size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Isn't there an app I think you can get where they like summarize books into like a chapter?
Oh, I'd love that.
I think there's actually a thing you would love that.
Yeah.
Like, or you can like a movie, but they summarize it so you just read the dialogue and it's just like the basics.
How far in are you?
Like chapter 7, I think.
Okay.
And now that being said, chapters are moving very fast. And it's a very short book. It's only like 5 hours. It's an audio book I'm listening to. So
see, 5 hours I could get into.
Yeah. So I can kind of, if I'm doing stuff around the house, or I'm very busy this week, so I've been running around having time to listen to something like that. So, but it's actually pretty good. I'm actually kind of, I have to say, I was kind of hooked. Like even when I was coming in here, I was like, oh God, I don't want to kind of stop listening. Like you just feel like you're kind of getting a bit of goss. It's all about her early life, which I didn't think I'd be interested in. I'm up as far
is
as
she's telling it in her own
no,
voice.
No, it's...
she said, no, fuck no, her. I'm not sitting there for 2 days.
She reads the prologue.
Okay.
And then she says that because, you know, retelling these stories, it's a bit hard on her.
Okay.
So her friend, Michelle Williams, was stepping in. So I was like, from Destiny's Child? I was like...
Was it that Michelle?
No,
or was
it's the other one. It's the other
actress?
Yeah.
That's a great person to catch a book.
I have to say, she's very good.
Oh God, I love her voice. Mm,
she's very dramatic though.
She picks really fucking great films as well. She must be the most successful out of that cast. Do you know what I mean? Katie obviously got married to like Tom for like a brief bit.
Yeah. For some reason, I always think she's dead. Like I always just have
Katie.
No,
Michelle.
Yeah, because didn't she die in Dawson's Creek?
Oh God,
she died in Dawson's Creek, and this is terrible. And then she went out with Heath Ledger, who died. Mm. And I associate her with death.
Oh God,
like, I know it's terrible. And then I'm like, oh yeah, and I'm like, oh God, I love her. And I'm like, God. And then it's when someone says her name, I'm like, did she not die? I'm like, no, she didn't die. She's very much alive. live.
It's hard to talk about Dawson's Creek and not break into what a song.
Oh, it's actually shit though.
No, like, do you know the bit they used for the like thing was good, but then when you listen to the full version, you're like, oh, this is a bit boring at times.
Really boring. But there was that whole era of like that kind of, you know, singer-songwriter lady.
Yeah.
I call it
singer-songwriter lady.
I call it the lesbian era of music.
Oh my God.
Because lesbians love that kind of music.
Yeah.
They love a woman with a guitar singing from her heart, don't they?
You speak so matter of fact, and I love it. Like, you know, it's like whether it's true or not, like she's making it a truth.
Yeah.
Lesbians love it.
Okay, well, I hate to generalize, but most lesbians. Listen, I lived with a lot of lesbians, and they all either tried to play guitar,
yeah,
loved guitar, or loved guitar-y songs.
Yeah. Did you go through a lesbian era? Because I feel like I had a very,
well, you look like a lesbian, yes.
Yes. Yeah. I had a very strong lesbian era. Hang on.
But the lesbian look was very in. Alex Parks from Fame McCartney. When we melt water tanks.
And the gays also wore that hairstyle.
That mullet, that pointy, yeah, where it's like one fringe would cut them.
Oh God, the fringe.
It was like the Snow Queen cast a spell on you. It was, yeah, like frozen.
Fucking gas fringe that was.
Yeah, very good.
So other than that, I was in New York for a day.
Oh yeah, day
a
trip.
A single day.
We, yeah, love going to America for day trips. So.
Yeah, you went.
Orlando for 2 days.
Were you 2 days in Orlando?
2 days.
Oh my God. And then, if anyone doesn't know, there was a storm, like a really bad storm warning. Mm. Or was it a hurricane?
Hurricane Irma.
Oh my God, Hurricane
the
Irma.
The worst hurricane to ever hit the tropics. And it was like, of course, I had my first time ever in the tropics. And yeah, it was like, all right, I have to go.
You didn't even get to go to like Disneyland or anything, did you?
No. I got to drink a bottle of Skinny Girl vodka in my room.
Okay, nice.
And sit in the pool. And then I left the next day.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been in a place where, well, actually, Hurricane Divine, I have experienced, yeah, that.
You're kind of in the eye of it right now, to be honest. This is the only minute I've sat down and I haven't been actually active today.
Oh, Jesus.
So, yeah.
Oh, well, you'll be fine. I'm, yeah, excited to see these photos tomorrow. But yes, I went to New York with Avril. She works for Aer Lingus. She's a little buddy pass. So I went with her. And I got to see my friend Russell. So I was like delighted. My friend Russell lives in New York.
Does he listen to the pod?
Do you know what? I don't think he does. I actually think he's a Patreon and doesn't even listen.
He's just a financial backer.
Yeah. He was like, girl, I want to support you. Good on you. You do it.
We'd call him now a financial hairy backer.
Yeah. He's not really, he doesn't listen to podcasts really. No. I don't think so. But anyway, so we're going to see Lady Bunny's show. Lady Bunny and Bianca Del Rio are still out there making sure that things are okay to be laughed about, that we're afraid to talk about. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like the jokes that now are like, we're too kind of afraid to say, they're still fucking doing it. And they do it so well that actually it is a joke. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the bitch is, she's so talented.
I think with something like that, you have to be a bit unapologetic, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, and it's, and of course there's always going to be someone offended, but I see, mm-hmm, I think being offended now has become an identity. Mm-hmm. So it's like people enjoy being offended because,
yeah,
it gives them a voice.
Totally.
It's like the trolls on Twitter, you know, being offended or being repulsed or being, that becomes their whole identity.
Yeah.
There's not more to those.
And
people,
we just need to be careful about getting too offended. We're so offended.
I think it's a bit too far gone, to be honest.
Me too.
Do you know, I actually was watching, this is, I'm actually cringe to even say this. It was, it was only truly because it was just, I was flicking around with the show on daytime called Steph's Packed Lunch.
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. It's on Channel 4 or something, is it?
Absolutely god awful.
Like, it awful?
It's awful. It's like basically the equivalent like to, what would you say? It's like Philip and Holly. No, Philip and Holly, they're gone now.
Oh my God, they're both gone. I don't really know what happened there about Holly and the Stalker.
I don't think anyone will know, but you know, we'll come out eventually. Mm. But it's basically like this kind of variety lunchtime.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they do a bit of cooking, a bit of fashion, whatever.
Like, I loved Mel and Sue's.
It's very
lunch.
Like that. Very
they
like
were
that.
Fun.
Mm.
I could actually watch them.
I think your woman is, maybe she's trying to be a comedian, I don't know, but it was just on for a second. And actually, you're going to love this. I was thinking of you because Will Meller was on.
Okay.
Maybe you still love Will Meller.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I fancied him rotten.
Yeah.
I met him in person at Catherine Lynch's show. Remember?
Oh, yes.
He was a guest. Very nice. And I think Catherine made him get his top off on telly. And well, I appreciated that. You know what I mean?
I hate to break this to you.
Is he in bits?
He's aged rapidly.
Oh God.
Yeah. And I was genuinely taken aback. I was like, when was this filmed? And I was like, oh no, it's live. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, bless him.
But he used to do stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
And he used to be in Two Pints of Lager and a Packet of Crisps, that show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he used to be a kind of bit of a real, you know. Like,
he was
like,
always naked in the gay magazines.
Like a lad, you know, an English lad. But he was actually, they were talking about that and about people being offended and that cancel culture. And he's like, you know, we have to be able to
laugh.
We do, yeah. And we're not going to get it right all the time.
No.
But also,
I mean, there's definitely things that like needed to change, but also,
I wish we could have done this podcast about 10 years ago.
The shit we could say. Although then it would exist and people would be putting sound bites out. Mm. To be honest, even 10 years from now, if anyone listens back to these episodes, we're going to say, you know, something that won't have aged well.
Beep these words out, you say, fucking God. Beep it all out.
That is fucking gas. I got an air fryer. Do you have an air fryer?
I do have an air fryer. I got on the air fryer trend a long time ago.
Did you?
But you're like the third person to tell me this this week. So there must have been were they going cheap somewhere? What's going on?
Well, I got mine in the Amazon sale. So I actually ended up getting a Ninja.
Yes.
Which apparently are the best. Mm. But I got it for €109.
Is it a duo?
No, I got one. And I'm kind
hang on, hang on. We're not talking about air fryers.
No, we are. They changed my life. Like,
you love an air fryer.
Oh my God, because I'm a lazy bitch.
Do you know what's nice in air fryer as well? A wrap.
So you make a wrap and then you put it in like toast it?
Yeah.
Oh girl, you know I love a wrap.
You know like how they're supposed to be made in spar?
Yeah.
But they don't give a fuck.
I fucking hate that spar. Yeah. Hate that spar.
Gay spar.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I love that you stand with the gays.
Yeah.
Hate your price points.
I like to go to pansexual centric.
Pansexual. We are centric queens. I know. Yeah. Again, we're not talking about
centric. Do you know who else is centric queen? Paul Ryder.
She is. She'll show you the meal deals, the new wines that are on show.
She loves walking down the side.
It's your gas. That's so funny. Yeah, no, I love a little central. But anyway, Dunn's all the way. Have I spoke to you about Dunn's? By the way, if you're not getting your sandwiches in Dunn's, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
There's older ladies on the deli and they lash on the ingredients.
No idea of portion control.
None. And no one's obviously on them. And then you get it with a can for $4.69.
Speaking of cans, I have to say, I'm having a can of Diet Coke here. And
how are you feeling?
I haven't had a Diet Coke in ages. I'm really enjoying it, I have to say. But it made me think there, did you hear that story about that woman in America, the bus driver?
No.
Who was driving the kids to school and she always has a little drink and she drank a can of White Claw.
Oh, yes, I heard.
Did you see?
Yes.
And she thought it was just like a regular can of soda. Like,
yeah.
And she drank the can and she lost her job. But the picture they keep putting around of her is her like literally bawling crying. It's just the face of her crying.
That's awful.
Because she's actually gone through cancer. So she's having chemotherapy. God. So like talk about being down on your luck. Then they fire you for your job and basically call you an alcoholic. You're struggling with cancer. And they started a GoFundMe. So they raised money to give her some cash because she's like, you know, she needed the money. I don't know. They needed money to, you know, to support her. But like, then I was going, give her a job back. And then I was like, actually, no, she was driving a bus full of kids. And then I said, I'll give her the job back.
Yeah, exactly. I was
like, give her double time.
How often do you get sent like memes on Instagram of like...
Every day.
About
kids getting hurt. Every day.
Do you?
Every day. Every day. Like the one that I've got the most is the one where on the ice rink, someone kicks the exercise ball at the child. I get that one a lot.
I've seen that.
I get a lot of the ones where the child flies off the slide. You know that one?
Yeah.
Like so many.
Because I saw one where a mother's going down a slide with her baby on the other slide.
Yeah.
And the baby just gets bumped. And I was about to send it to you and I was like, oh, I bet you she gets them all the time, bitch.
If I ever reply to you and say, oh my God, I've got this all the time, that means you're probably about the 50,000th person to send it to me. If I double tap, I'm still in the flow of getting them.
Yeah.
But if I reply to you saying, you don't know how many times I've got this message today, that means it's an excessive amount.
Do you guys just learn that thing?
No, thank God. Thank God. That took a while. I thought, like at the odd time, I'd get something. Odd time.
Oh my God! Like, I think that story's gonna haunt you forever. Yeah, to be honest,
I know. But you know what's gas? She's like, her career's kind of in the toilet. So
is it?
Well, she hasn't done anything in ages.
Yeah, I know. But like, you know, maybe she's taking a note. Do you know who needs to take a note? Dua Lipa needs to disappear for a bit.
Do you think?
Oh fuck off! I need no more music from her.
You don't want to dance tonight away?
Dance!
The Barbie movie for me was a lot, just in general.
All that music needs to fuck off.
It's the whole, like, I feel like this Halloween, there's going to be a lot of Barbies, isn't there?
Okay, what do we not want to see? I don't want to see a Barbie.
I don't want to see a Barbie. I don't want to see a weird Barbie.
No, don't want to see a weird Barbie. I'm into a few Britney's with knives.
I think we'll see. That'd be a good one.
Good one.
I think we'll see a few Enoch Burks as well.
I'd be into that too.
Yeah, well, that's just because it's very, you know,
gas.
Controversial.
Yeah, and also he's kind of easy to do, especially if he needs a sign though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? A little sign.
Yeah.
Because how you can figure out who it is. Like, that literally looks like...
Well, actually, the costume is very easy. Actually, Sophia Hart could do a good Enoch Burks.
She really could.
Yeah.
Okay, so today, obviously, the episode's coming out. Davina's bringing back a show that she hasn't done in years. I'm really excited about this.
Should be fun. I'm excited, yeah.
So for anyone that doesn't know, it's called Gruesome Sister, is it?
It's called Mr. Sister.
Mr. Sister.
Gruesome Sister.
I mean, there'll be a couple of Gruesome Sisters. Yeah. So the idea is there's a couple of people booked and they're going to be putting another person in drag.
So it's basically,
can we talk about who's doing what?
So basically, well, I won't give anything away because I feel like that'd be part of the fun of actually seeing it. So basically, it'll be a drag queen and a friend, or a drag queen and a partner, and they'll have to do their partner up as themselves. So it'll be basically like creating an evil twin of yourself.
Okay.
But the drag queen has to do everything. So the drag queen has to put the person completely in drag, and then they have to perform a number together, which would be just quite fun.
Oh my God, it's going to be so camp. When you did it the last time, like, it just was a laugh a fucking minute.
Well, the last time we had to do it because Katie Price was in town and we had booked her for the George, but she's no talent. I don't mean that in a bad way.
No.
Like, but like,
you had to think of something.
I had to think of a show for her to keep her on site to do stuff. So I was like, well, let's get her to judge something. They were like, well, judge what? And I was like, oh God, well, it can't have, like, you know, a singing competition that just wraps up that week. So it just has to be a one-off thing. And I was like, well, we're all in drag, so why don't we just, I don't know where it came from, but I was thinking on my feet in this one. But that was like 2015. So I haven't done it since. So I actually think it's a really fun concept.
It's a really fun concept, to be honest. And it's perfect for Halloween. So that's happening. By the way, have we ever spoken about you in Katie Price? I don't think so. She was really nice.
Oh, well, there was a lot of goss that night.
A lot of goss. Mm. And she only drank porn star martinis.
She got us onto them, actually. That was the first time I'd started.
I'd never had one before.
Yeah.
And so the George, bless them. Mm. To be honest, if the George ever get like a rider for an artist, they're pretty good at like sorting it out. Like, do you remember Mel C?
Yeah.
Like, she had like a lovely little rider, like nibblies and bits. And I'm always impressed that they get it together. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there was a bit of goss. So I'll definitely revisit that because that was a juicy
bit. Can we talk about that on the Patreon maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Because that was when she was going through all the mad shit with Kieran and he was there.
God,
and
she was
trying
fellas.
To flog her rhinestone business that she was launching. Do you remember? She was rhinestone and everything.
Oh my God.
You could send her something, she'd rhinestone it. But like, she wouldn't rhinestone it.
She wouldn't do
but
shit.
But like, that was one of her many bows.
No, in her mucky mansion, she had a rhinestoning room.
She's definitely getting stoned in a room, all right.
Oh my God. Okay.
Can I just say as well, Madonna is back on tour. You're going to see Madonna.
I am. Yeah. Are you good at? You were supposed to.
I am good at. But the show looks amazing.
It really does.
The only thing I thought was a bit weird was the Michael Jackson part.
Yeah.
Which I thought was weird because he kind of publicly came out saying that he thought she was a bit of a bitch. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. Because he said that she basically, like, he was obviously famous for ages before.
Okay.
And then she was coming right up, like, you know, her star was on the rise, and she basically wanted to go to the Oscars with him, and she was apparently really rude to him.
Mm-hmm.
So they were making out that they were like really close friends. I don't think they were.
Okay.
So I just thought that was, but it also went on for ages.
Okay.
So I was like, she's obviously doing a costume change, or she needed that extra time. So I reckon there's going to be a lot of interludes.
Which I'm fine about, by the way, because I wanted to make it through this bloody tour and not get injured. Apparently she's wearing a knee brace at times.
I saw that.
She is dancing, but I think they've done such a great visual way of like making it a big production without, I mean, she's not of an age and she's hurt. So.
And can I say as well, I wouldn't care if she was even lip syncing a lot of that.
I don't care.
Like, the songs are just great.
I just want to like relive them and like be in the same room as her. Like, she is really one of my favorites. Like,
oh, me too. She's big time.
She's up there. I booked, I am such a nerd. So I set a reminder on my phone and Frank's house. You can only book 6 weeks in advance. So the alert came in on Saturday and I was like straight on the computer to
get book
like,
it.
Yeah. So I booked
it. Oh, very good.
I'm excited about that. I love, like, I watched that Anne Frank show.
You love Addicts.
Disney. I love Addicts. I really do. Oh God. Can we get Styra up there, please? Oh my God.
As seen on the late late.
Yes. Remember that? Yeah.
Styra, as seen on the late late. There's a new as seen on the late late.
Nobody's going to be saying that soon. No. If it keeps going the way it's going.
Oh God. Well, listen. And what am I going to say?
Are the numbers still dipping?
Dipping, yeah. And what am I going to say?
Told so.
Davina to Vindicate strikes
fucking
again.
Loves the Told to
I'm going for my third Davina to Vindicate with Patrick Healy.
Your name lends it very well to lots of little it silly does, things like that.
The latest as seen, Davina DeWine. The last as seen on the late, or the latest one, is that thing that, remember they had like all these Irish inventors come on with their products?
Yeah.
And it's these lads invented this thing. I think they were actually wetsuits now that I think back. I think they're like GA lads and they're in the shower, you know, and everything keeps falling. And there's like these Perspex shelves where you can just put bottles diagonally. Oh, have you seen them?
No.
And you can do like different, they could put like, say, one on this, they just stick to the wall.
Okay.
So you don't have to like drill into your tiles.
Now, hold on. I've gotten these things that stick on walls, apparently.
But well, eventually they always fall off.
They
smash.
Fucking always fall off.
Yeah, well, he was making it. He was like swinging out of them and all. He's like, look how sturdy this is. I was like, swing out of me, love.
Was he sexy?
Yeah, that's fine. Oh. Like, I can't remember the details, but I know I did think at the time, so he must have been.
Oh, I hope it's a, is that your photo call tomorrow?
Oh my God, I hope there's a GA player involved.
Actually, this is now giving me flashbacks. You need to never swing out of things. Because we did a gig in Galway a million years ago. Davina was doing Stars Are Blind by Paris Hilton and sat up on a ledge.
I didn't swing, I sat.
And when I say we were performing on a box in the corner of a room, I mean, do you know what? Some of them gigs, by the way, were like mad now to think about it, but we had so much fucking fun. She sits on the ledge and all of a sudden crash.
Everything
bang,
fucking crashed down. Speaking of those random gigs, those random gigs. I'm doing Pooka Festival this weekend.
Yes, you
which
are.
Is being advertised all over the place, I've noticed. And it's a little bit kind of like a Halloween Patrick's Festival. Kind of. That's the vibe. It's for like Fulcher Ireland is organizing it. I'm actually quite excited. I think it'll be kind of fun. And the theme is kind of nice.
What do you have to perform?
We're doing a gig in this place in Trim. So it's between Trim, I think, and Trim and Athboy. It's two villages have like teamed up for to get people kind of like from the Midlands because they kind of get nothing really going on. So I think so they're having all these different events like Macy Gray, the Water Boys, all these different things.
Oh my God, Macy.
Yeah, she's part of it as well. Although, so
she's
not
a bit problematic recently.
Probably, yeah. All these random, the charlatans, I think, are, there's loads of different people. But I literally posted the other day, and of course, as soon as I did, all these, I was like, and I actually was having a good run of no trolls for ages. The trolls are back. And all these, protect the children, you know, all this. I'm just like, get the fuck. And then this, thank God, this one woman started like just abusing me for like no reason. You know, like asked, what do you think about men and women's changing rooms? All this bullshit. I was just like, oh my God, this nuts. And then she said something like, coming into our constituency or something. She's like, this mama says no. And I said, mama. I said, mama, I said, this is an adults only event in a bar. I said, maybe you should be more concerned about minding your kids, mama. And I said, and your business. And she replied, basically going, or someone replied to her basically going, you don't even live in Meath. Why? What's it to you? Like, because she heard things says like Dublin.
Yeah.
So I was like, just these absolute fucking melts.
Fucking idiots.
But you know what? And because I tweeted back to her, she reshared my tweet back saying, drag queen assault, drag queen attacks mama. And I'm just like, hang on.
She keeps calling herself mama.
Mama, she calls her a drag queen calling, basically saying I was slagging her for calling her mama, but she called herself mama.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, hang on. I posted an event that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
You insult me.
Yeah.
And basically call me a fucking groomer. I say to you, mind your business. And basically in a really polite way, fuck off.
Yeah.
And then I'm in the wrong for insulting you. No. Yeah. Not having that. Get the fuck, mama. Like, look at mama.
Was it on Twitter?
On Twitter. And I just started block. I was like, I'm not have to fucking take him this. Because I was like, actually going, what? Especially the week that's in it.
Yeah.
But hang on a second. How is it that the twist it to, on you and you're the one being attacked?
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm not going to just stand there and just let those like actual bigots attack me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean? It's just hard though, because you can't win. Like they just keep piling on.
And I did realize that. But I just really irritate me because I'm like, because you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. I'm not going to let them say that. But at the same time, if you do say something, they just turn it on you.
Yeah.
But they're also just fucking nutcases.
Nutcases.
Is that my Sephora bag actually in the distance?
Oh yeah, that is the midst of it.
In the midst of it, I think I was
like, to be honest, my studio is chaos. So the fact that you spot that bitch is very impressive.
I had to talk to you a couple of bits in Sephora.
Yeah. Like I was literally
that explains my mind in one word. It's like me like fighting off the bigots and hanging on my list. That's me.
Yes,
all over
it absolutely is. Davina, like as soon as I said I'll be in New York for like less than 24 hours, would you go to Sephora for me? I was like, yes,
I need some house labs.
Yeah, no, I actually got one as well. So
did you?
Well, the sack such little stock, I don't get it. Like either it sells really quickly.
I think a lot of that stuff is sold online.
It's a beautiful shade though.
Is it?
Oh, I love it. It's like,
do you wear that? Have you worn that before?
Yeah, I don't really. I go between that and the red. it's really, it's a nice depth to it. And like, I love the glossy finish without the gloss in the hair. It's just so nice.
Do you know what it reminds, so we're talking about Lady Gaga has this, it's like a lip lacquer and you basically shake it. It's like the atomic lip shaker.
Yeah. The shake thing does fuck all, by the way.
Actually, Maybelline do a really cheap knockoff version of it, and Urban Decay do it. Yeah. Urban Decay is not as cheap, but like the Maybelline one, if you like a nudie.
I actually have the Urban Decay. I've never opened it.
The Maybelline ones aren't bad, they're about a tenner.
How much makeup do you have that you've never even opened?
Oh my God, so much.
Oh my God, me too.
So much. Like literally, I've so much from my MAC days, like literally, yeah. Like so much. I got rid of a lot of it. And then it just seemed to like, it's like water fell in it and it just multiplied.
Oh, I miss your discount in MAC.
I still get it.
No, not the like 70% one. Like, yeah. Jesus, they were good days. No wonder. You're the nation of it because we kept buying full coverage.
I know, literally. You're like, more please, more makeup.
Okay. We went to S Club.
Yes.
We did. And I have to say.
What does the S stand for?
Shite.
You hated it.
I didn't hate it. I just thought it was very cheap.
It was so cheap. Considering the sizes of the venues they're doing and how much the tickets were, like they really...
The set was kind of impressive. I thought the visuals were good.
Yeah. Needed a few dancers. It needed a few props.
Yes, I agree.
And honestly, even the visuals, yes, they were good. They could have done some montages and stuff. Like, do you know what I mean? Like throwback clips. The banter with the crowd wasn't particularly strong either.
Tina saying, "You're my favorite." Like, she literally said, "You're my favorite, David." She said, "Dublin, you're my favorite." And I was like, "Oh my God." I was like,
"Love it."
Like,
I love it.
And there's something I'm not being, there's something very soulless about Tina Barrett, isn't there?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, there is. To be honest,
she sold her soul years ago.
Rachel is the odd one out in that group.
She has a new book coming out.
Does she?
Yeah. She wrote an autobiography.
Oh.
It's going to be published in April.
Yeah.
And it's called, wait for it, Finding My Voice.
Oh, fuck off. No.
Yeah.
Finding My Voice.
Yeah. And Hannah just released a book called Face the Music.
Oh, I hate these titles. Yeah,
they're awful, aren't they?
Well, I don't think, it felt like Joe and Bradley were the only ones really
Imagine
singing.
Joe's book. Joe, I've had the flow.
Wait. So actually, let's talk about this because they didn't do the bit, Joe, she's got the flow.
Yeah. Get ready, everybody, because here we go.
Obviously, maybe because there's two members missing and they were like, oh, it doesn't really work.
I think they should have just done it.
They could have redone it.
They should have just done it. I think it was actually, I was waiting for that. I went, that's all I wanted to hear was her say, Joe, she's got the flow, and her to do some kind of head kick or a spin.
And we were locked, by the way.
Oh, so I just.
I arrived to dinner. And Davina had ordered a shot. We hadn't even eaten dinner. Yeah. And then once I saw it, the mad girl came out of me too. I was like, I'll have a shot too. Quick. I didn't even want to drink that night.
No.
I was going to take it real easy.
I know.
Next thing, we're in 777 drinking the poison fucking cocktail.
Yeah. It was very bad. I was very bad on Tuesday. I was really hungover.
Well, to be honest, I only stopped feeling like I was going to throw up 10 minutes into this podcast. Oh, I was actually looking at you going,
yeah.
She'll kill me if I say I have to go home. But
like, you look like you were going to die.
I think I was going to vomit for about 10 minutes.
I think we're going to have sudden death syndrome.
I think the Diet Coke has saved me, to be honest.
I tell you. But yeah, no, so yeah. I had a great night.
Me too.
I actually had a great fun.
Ball, like.
I love those kind of retro, just random nights. I couldn't care if they were even, if there was just a video of Estelle on screen. I was just enjoying being out of the house, to be honest.
And I was sitting two seats away from someone I went to school with.
Yeah.
But we weren't really friends, but we went to school. And obviously he's a gay. Mm. And we just, neither of us acknowledged each other.
Oh,
is that weird?
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's nice. Like, we were not friends.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, well, shout out if he's listening.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, he didn't say hello, so. Although, actually, the wedding last night.
Oh, God.
The bride said, oh, someone came up and said, is there someone famous at this wedding?
Oh, my God.
They're talking about me.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, to be honest, that interaction I was a bit like.
That's Scarlett, because it's like.
I know, they were so lovely. They came up and said hello, but like, we're not fucking famous.
No, it's like, it's. But you know what? Nowadays, I think, like, if you have fucking, you know, a few Instagram followers, you're famous.
Oh, maybe.
Like it's not that you're actually famous, but it's like people know who you are because, you know, I think everything is more niche. So I think us as even less than.
Oh, they were really sweet.
You know, they're like those bloggers and all.
I think I made them do shots.
Well, that's at least
that's why I'm
that's
in this
the most excited. Yeah, no wonder you're.
Yeah, Calvin put me to bed.
Oh God!
And then I got back up and went back out, and he's like, "He put me to bed again."
I knew when I texted you and you didn't reply, and I texted you kind of early. I was like, "She's fucking in bits," and that was only about midnight.
I was solidly out cold.
Yeah.
Until 12, when the knock on the door goes, you have to get out. And I was like, "What am I going to do?" I was like, "I need to snap back into." It. I had a cold, ice cold shower.
Oh my God!
Ice cold.
Oh yeah.
Where you're like, oh, just anything to like, you know.
At least you didn't shit in a Brown Thomas bag. Oh,
my God. So I like, we have to do a shout out for some new patrons, but one of our new patrons listened to that episode.
I know who.
Messaged me straight away.
Me too.
Fucking.
So shout out to you.
Gas. Fucking gas.
Speaking of that, actually, I was telling you the other day, this is kind of gas. I went to see The Lion King.
Yes, that's on my list to ask you about.
Went to The Lion King. I've actually seen it before. Mm-hmm. So I went to the Bord Gáis, and in the Bord Gáis there's like kind of like there's obviously the stalls, like the main rows, but then at the side there's like four little seats, mm-hmm. and they're like, I don't know if they're like, I don't know if they're, is there like disabled seat maybe at the back? There's only four in one row.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Over kind of to the side. And it was actually brilliant because we were like right in the aisle. So like, I won't ruin it for you, but if you see Lion King, you know why sitting on the aisle is actually kind of fab.
Yes.
But...
Oh, it's so good. Like, so I have seen good. It like years ago. The things they do, you don't even see the people
no, it's
who are
genius.
Operating the puppets.
It's like, so well done. And I think that's a good sign of like a good production.
Yeah.
Because it transcends like reality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was sitting there at the interval came on and we're just sitting there chatting. And then next thing, this woman walks up and she just like kneels down at the aisle and she's like,
oh my God, this is so funny.
She goes, are you on the telly? And I was like, I was looking at her like I was touched on someone like beside me and I said, me? And she goes, yeah, are you on the telly? And I said, no. And she goes, I know you from the telly.
Maybe she saw your Eurovision show.
And I said, and she goes, you are on the telly. And I said, I have been on telly. And I said, what are you talking about? And she goes, I don't know, but I know you from the telly. And I was like, okay. And then I noticed she looked at her hand and she had her phone. You know what those nanny cases, the leather cases?
I loved them so much.
She had her phone open. She was going to ask for a photograph.
Yeah.
And I said, I think I just have one of those faces. And she goes, she kept looking at me. She goes, I put her hand on her chin. And she goes, no, I know your face. And I was like, I just kept looking at her and going, well, I just wouldn't say anything.
And so, during this, the person that you were with, what were they?
Oh my God, like? they were like, he just started laughing, and then it was just silence, and then people around kept turning around to see what was, because they could hear everyone could hear the conversation, so everyone started looking then to see who she was talking to.
Of all but the people, bitch, you were the most uncomfortable most person uncomfortable. To deal with that. Like,
so I just kept staring at her, nodding my head, going. He's like, oh well. And I was like, oh my fucking God. I was like, please just go away. And then she eventually just goes, I was like, are you enjoying the show? And she goes, yeah. And I was like, oh, I said, have a good night. And she goes, oh yeah. And I was like, that was it. I was like, and then she went back to see it. And she, I could feel her just burning at me. And I was like, I don't know who she thought I was.
Yeah.
I actually don't know who she thought it was. I don't know if she mistook me for someone else. I don't know if she knew that I was out of drag. I don't know what it was, but it made me so, I like unconscious. And I was like, I feel myself burning up. You know that feeling? Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I'm actually going to die of embarrassment. But then I was like, please, like the lights go down. Please, like the lights go down. I was like, this is fucking show starts again.
Oh my God, I just got a flashback. Bootsy gave me a fan for you.
Oh.
A clock fan that's at home. I'll bring it in.
I should have clapped it in her face.
I was barely in the bar that she was doing the show in New York. And she was like, oh, I have something for you and Davina. She goes out. She was selling it around the bar as well. But she goes, I have one for you and Davina. And like gave us one. I was like, that's lovely.
That's cute.
And I put in a request for them to do Bewitched, and they did do it.
That's pretty fun.
Really
pretty fun.
And they nailed it. They did the full Irish dancing and all. To be honest, I was like, well, they do it better than us, bitch. We're Irish.
Well, listen, I think we're...
Hold on, no, I have a few more things. So, I did a Mullingar show, right?
Oh, yes.
Performed in Mullingar. Mm-hmm. Shout out. I know they listened to the pod. And I was hosting strippers, right? Big, burly. Now, I'm trying to think, would you like them? Yeah, I think you would. Mm. Especially, actually, one of them, you definitely would.
Okay.
Actually, he brought his girlfriend, so she wouldn't have liked you, bitch.
you know, I was when you were kind of telling me this before, there's something about strippers. Strippers can be, I think when they're new, yeah, they're actually kind of hot, but I think they can look a bit lived in.
Oh yeah. Well, they see that. Well, except one, the sexy one. Do you know what I mean?
But the sexy one looked a bit lived in.
No. He was very fresh. Yeah. Just like,
there is something happens.
Yeah. Well, I think they do. Like one of them looked like he was doing steroids, and I think steroids can like age your skin or something.
I think it's the sunbeds.
Maybe it's the sunbeds. Anyway, so like it was wild. I've never really kind of seen strippers like the full Monty strippers is what I mean. Like dicks. Yeah. Out. Yeah, dicks were swinging. And you just see when it gets to that bit where you know the dick is out, the whole room stops breathing.
I know.
The whole room is just going, here we go. Is it going to be big?
It's like they never saw a dick in their life.
I know, but it's like everyone's just going, is it going to be big? Is it going to be big? Is it going to be big?
Do you know?
But they pump them backstage.
Yeah, not always. Like, no, some of them get, there's like a little muscle that they can get like detached. Their dick hangs lower.
Oh.
Yeah. So I heard that,
I love this. I heard straight away.
One of the lads that was in, I won't say his name, but one of the lads that was in, I think he was in The Only Way is Essex.
Okay.
He had a kind of famous girlfriend. She was in a soap. So I'm going to say.
Okay.
That he was used to a bit of a strip thing and his dick hangs a bit lower. No.
Okay.
His dick hangs a bit lower. And I heard that a lot of strippers do that to make it like look elongated.
Oh,
it's like a really minor procedure that they can have done.
Oh.
Yeah, so a lot of them do that just to give an extra inch.
I'm just wondering how many of our listeners are actually going to be googling.
Oh, you know, I'd say as they're listening they're going along.
What else was I going to say? A Big Brother you've given up on, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of doing what you're doing with the Britney. I'm kind of dipping in to the headlines.
It's good. It's actually good. It feels back where it was.
I really enjoyed the launch. And to be honest, if I had more free time, I would watch it.
Yeah.
I've just been up the walls.
The presenters are fucking awful.
Don't like them. I noticed that from the start.
They're just bad.
I like him and I don't like her.
I don't like either of them. Like, yeah. He is rushing through.
Actually, when I say I like him, I probably just fancy him.
You just fancy him. You do. Yeah, and he's handsome. Although, like, some trousers he's wearing, I'm like, you're trying a bit hard.
I think the fashion lately in general for men is disgusting.
Is it?
Yeah, I just think it's horrible. I think those jeans that are around, the straight leg, like, they're like middle America jeans.
Yeah.
They are absolute. And that really blue, grossy denim, it really brings you back to like Penny's jeans of the 90s. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting.
And there's a lot of anti-palm outfits.
A lot of anti-palms. Mm. There's a lot of like really loose fitting, big hanging.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Balls. I'm not into that. Like, where is it? It's a bit of a structure, a little bit of shape.
No, you're dead right. Like yeah, you know, it's all a bit flowy.
Pinch the waist. Accentuate the shoulders.
It's been a mad week because obviously my Anitra gig didn't go, which was a blessing because I had my infection the whole weekend. So I couldn't have done it anyway. I was supposed to be in Belfast with her. She actually called me though.
Okay.
Which maybe I'll save that for the Patreon so we have a nice juicy topic over there.
Yeah, because that was actually quite scandalous.
Yeah, do you know what? When I saw her name flash up on my phone, I was a bit like...
Because I was like, I don't know any of these bitches, but when you would confide in me what was going on, and you were up there, and you never say that, so when I knew that there was something serious, because I knew you were kind of sweating. And then I thought, oh fuck,
I had like, such bad anxiety, it was awful.
Well, anyway, it was a juicy story though.
We'll get into that. But speaking of Patreon, if anyone wants more content, we have a new episode every week. So if you want a little extra, it's not every week, every second week. It is called Extra Little Things. There's loads of other content over there. And I'm going to do shout outs. So you can do the hello parts.
Hi.
Okay. So we're going to say hello to...
Hello.
Hello. Will I do a loud of them? Yeah. Let's do a loud of them. Okay. Joe. Only one name, Joe.
Joe, he's got the flow.
Craig Flanagan.
I mean, that could be a she's got the flow also.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's J-O.
Oh, so it's Joe.
I think it's Joe, she.
They've got the flow.
There we go. Craig Flanagan up next.
Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Big Brother winner. Craig.
Oh my God, remember
Craig
him?
Craig is in the diary room.
Is he still sexy?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Ian Healy.
Oh, I know Ian Healy.
It's a dollar sign beside his, so maybe he's in America or something.
Hi.
The lovely Paul Kinsler, by the way. Paul, we love you and I love his content.
Paul is the queen of interiors.
Oh my God, I love seeing hacks that he does.
Yeah.
When I was getting my kitchen done, he messaged me because he saw that there was a little raw plug and he sent me this thing to like that you can cover
it. I'd block him.
I was like, oh, we love you, Paul.
Anyway, Paul doesn't take a breath on the interiors. I'd say Paul get into the car and start moving things around. He'd yeah. one of those, wouldn't he? And like start doing up the back of a taxi.
Oh God, Paul, like,
do you know what we should do? We should actually send Paul into the dressing room.
Yes, you do great things in there.
That'd be a great idea, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, fully. And to be honest, like, Mark's very lucky. Paul can do everything.
Yeah. Effort.
And if he doesn't know how to, he figures it out. But anyway, okay. Paul Ryder also joined us on Patreon.
Oh.
Yeah. Which I know why. Because the story of the queen that I unfollowed on Instagram, he was like, oh. I had to hear that story. That's what he said. I was like, but you could have just messaged me. Let's see. We've got Beth.
Bet. Oh, B-E-T.
Joseph
Queen
Vinsky.
Of the Rovers.
Joseph Vinsky from the UK.
Hi, Joseph Vinsky.
Rachel. And then let's do one more. Fagarette.
Time to face the music. What's it? Find yeah. your voice, Rachel. And Fagarette.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Fagarette. So hello, Fagarette.
Hey,
welcome
Fagarette.
To our little Patreon. Yes. If you want to check out Patreon, it's patreon.com/pettylittlethingspod. And we'll be back straight after this with our favorite time of the week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So we are back because that was a really long break. So we're back and we are, of course, we are doing rotters. Did you think of a rotter word?
Oh my God, I didn't actually.
I have a rotter word anyway.
Wrong.
So we,
what
we,
is it?
Well, we can go into when we get into the rotters, but okay. Let's cue the music, bitch.
Rotter of the week on Petty Little Things.
So we're back and we're back again. I love how we're back, but still actually in the same exact place.
Yeah, we have moved.
I crossed my leg the other way. So we're back. So we were saying last week, last episode, mm-hmm. we're talking about having a rotter word because there's just so many. You know, when you just hear a word, I'm like, God, I cannot hear that fucking word anymore.
Yeah.
And the word for me is narrative.
Oh, yeah.
Narrative.
Yeah.
Just like, well, if you want to just, if that's your narrative, because it can be used really argumentatively, mm-hmm. then it can be used for people trying to sound intelligent.
Yeah.
Fucking hate that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one that's kind of attached to it, which is rhetoric.
Oh, yeah. I hate that as well.
That's a dummy will use that saying, oh, rhetoric. Just yeah. Like, oh, you've been watching the news. Like, you're watching Sharon Tobin, like, dishing out some words.
Mariah probably uses that word. She loves a fucking word, doesn't
Mariah
she?
Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she actually is talented vocalist.
And she
like,
must be
lyricist.
Intelligent as well. Like,
yeah, well, I think if you use those words on a day-to-day basis, I like learning words and using words. I think that's...
I kind of hate the word journey.
Journey.
Yeah, what a journey.
As soon as I hear that, the first thing I think of is don't stop believing.
Yeah, me too.
It's literally, I don't even think of like actually like going somewhere. I think
they must
just
have made
a small town girl.
Oh God, people I'd say
they made a fortune off three, didn't they?
Oh, I'd say.
Now,
like,
I know it's Halloween this week.
I hate Halloween.
Me too. Yeah, Halloween is just a real... Let's wrap
it
up here. Halloween's for the week.
Yeah, I know we're all... You're doing Halloween gigs. I'm down in Limerick doing Halloween gigs. I hate Halloween.
But do you know what? I'm not
going spooky.
No, that's what I was going to say. I'm doing Halloween gigs, but I'm not doing anything kind of spooky kooky.
I'm not going pale. I'm not putting blood near me. I'm not ruining any costumes for the sake of it.
I did take
this costume out here because I was like, okay, Halloween, tick. And by the way, I figured out what song I'm going to do as well. Because when we did a lockdown show for, I think you organized it in Mrs.
Garage.
Oh God. And this, we're having a bad day with Wi-Fi. And
she was having a bad day with Wi-Fi.
I'd say she was sweating that day. And anyway, I was like, right, it's Halloween. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Of course, what I'm going to do? Crazy in Love, spooky version from 50 Shades.
And I kept, didn't it keep skipping or something?
I don't know.
There was something kept happening because I kept going, boop. And it was really bad, so it was like it was, I remember because yeah. I was what it was for. I think it was, we did a bit corporate and it was, it had to be so, and they were so fucking annoyed.
It wasn't our fault. It was a while. No. Like, listen, there's days where Wi-Fi does not work well.
Oh God. That was just nothing not, we could that do. That was not the day though.
That was not the day. And like, honestly, we put so much work into one. You had decorated lovely decorations.
Like the day before, I was like, oh my fucking God.
Do you miss any of those online shows? We used to have some crack life.
I
miss Twitter. Oh my God, the banter on Twitter was fucking gas.
Yeah, I miss that kind of, like, when sometimes when I talk about it, I kind of get flashbacks of it, and then I'm like, oh fuck, that was a bit crazy.
It was crazy, but like there was a real sense of accomplishment.
Do you know what's funny though? I think when people actually say it to, people say to me now, they're like, oh, yes, we're great in lockdown. I'm just like, oh my God, that triggers something maybe where I'm like, I instantly feel, like, oh my God. Do you know, actually, I was listening to Alan Carr's podcast. I was gonna say,
is that good?
It is actually fun. Yeah, it's called Life's a Beach.
Oh, yeah.
And he had Danny Minogue on this week.
I love her.
And he said to her about Kylie, he's like, oh, should Kylie, because he was asking her, what would she order if she was having a drink? Mm. And she was like, oh, you know, I have a cocktail. And then he's like, would you drink? And she's like, yeah, I'll have a drink. And then she's like, my partner sells whiskey. She's like, so I've actually kind of got into a bit of whiskey lately.
Okay.
And he goes, oh, Kylie has the wine. And she goes, yeah, the Prosecco's really nice.
I
just saw, she knows that tastes like piss. Like, she knows.
Does it taste like piss?
No, it doesn't actually. Like, it's, well, you could have a excuse glass me. Of it. But
it's
just
too strong, isn't
I
it?
I will never get over those fucking Kylie wine hangovers.
Yeah. You know, Sarah Jessica Parker had a meeting with the head of like Musgraves, who owns Super Value, to discuss like...
Her wine is delish.
It is delish.
Yeah.
You
and, yeah,
gave me a glass of
remember
that.
Remember, we started...
We were trying all the celebs' wines for a while.
That's what we did. We were like... I think we did that as one of our... One episode or something that we did to
good times. Yeah. No, my favorite was when we tried all the perfumes and we were guessing, well, who would own this perfume? That was really fun. Or the Japanese Kit Kat one that we did.
Oh, that was nice. That was really fun. You just like eating.
Oh, I love eating. Actually, do you know why we're talking? And I was thinking, I'm going to Apache after this. I'm going to get a big pepperoni pizza and chicken dippers and, babe, a vat of would garlic
you,
sauce.
Would you not get my usual Caesar salad and a sambuca?
Oh my God. That is all she had before. Like, hold on. She was sitting beside me, not to cut across, but like, we're at S Club and we all ordered a fucking Caesar salad. Yeah. And it was tiny.
Well, I started off, I was ordering something hefty, and then my friend Lisa goes, oh no, I'm going to have a Caesar salad. And I was like, oh, I'll join you. Then you hopped on. Then Stephen hopped on.
Yeah.
Then it was like, I was like, and I've shot a sambuca. And that was
that was a mistake. That we needed soakage. Yeah.
And I blame Lisa Byrne.
I blame Lisa Byrne too. But I don't regret it. I don't regret it. We have
no, I don't regret it at all.
I have so many rotters, so I'm not going to do two. I'm going to do more.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's allowed.
I need them off.
I feel like you have to get them off your chest today.
They're going.
Do you want to start? Okay. You seem very eager.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Adults sticking tongues out in pictures.
Oh, stop it.
Put your tongue in your mouth.
Stop it.
No, I hate it.
I hate it too.
I actually just don't stick your tongue out at all. I hate, you know, those random people just like walk past you and they're like, they go, tongue out. I'm like, ugh.
Do you know what's even worse? If the tongue is discolored.
Oh God. Listen, like I brush my tongue twice a day. Do you brush your tongue?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I used to have a tongue scraper. I don't know where it's gone actually.
Is it good?
Yeah.
My tongue's actually nice.
You have been drinking the worst. Oh my God. Tongue feels like a fucking, like a rug.
This is not connected. But I was at the doctor for...
herpes.
My eye infection or like flu or something. And he goes...
Pink eye.
And I had been out with you the night before. Yeah. And we'd had a bit of a late one. And I had booked the doctor in early. So disease sitting there. He goes, now, would you some checks as well? Let's check your blood pressure. And I said, I'm going to stop you there. Okay. I got home about 2 hours ago and I don't need you to check my blood pressure right now. Oh, and he goes, yeah, probably for the best. We'll leave it there. Okay, so yeah, tongues out. Put your tongue away.
My thing that I hate at the moment is twirly moustaches.
Oh my God.
I hate.
With the ones that they like stick a bit of gel.
Hello, I'm a Victorian gentleman. Like, actually, I fucking hate them. They look dirty.
Okay.
And people play with them.
They do play
they
with them.
They play with them, and it just looks so fucking weird. Yeah. Just like, it's real, like, are you the strongest man at the festival?
Yeah.
At the freak show? You're just like, it's just so, like, it reminds me of American Horror Story Freak Show.
Girl, Rot of the Week is so funny. Oh, how did we end up doing this?
It's just because it rots us all the time. But it's like this, and it's just because they always make, they become, the moustache becomes an identity.
It does.
And it's come onto my mind now. I know, you see, all the moustaches are going to be coming out for November.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm in support of.
Yeah.
You do. However, no. Yeah, actually, I'm actually started early.
There is a couple that are kind of sexy though, you know, the ones that wear like all the denim, like the rockabilly types.
No,
a few of them lads are like hot.
I don't like them at all.
No,
I don't actually, to be honest, I don't really like mustaches full stop. I don't like, they remind me of the 80s.
Calvin's gonna think you're sorry. I'm not, of the week.
No, actually, I'll just call him that to his face when I see him. I just don't like him.
He actually doesn't listen, by the way. He says it feels too like I'm like listening. And eavesdropping. Not quite, like
didn't stop him the last time he was eavesdropping. So I like a beard. I can cope. Mustache, beard, and like together, not so bad. But mustache on its own, just I don't know.
Doesn't do it for you.
No, it reminds me of just like. I just know. Like if my dad just had one of the 80s.
And it ruins her lipstick as well.
Oh God, I don't think I'd be kissing anyone with a mustache.
Wow, I beg to differ. Mm. They have a hand tattoo. Yeah. You're not
love
a chance.
A woman with a mustache.
Okay, next is machines that play noises at the end of a cycle. Like these happy little jingles. Jingle, 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 jingle. So I have a car borrowed at the moment. And even that, when I take the key out, it's going la 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 at the end. I'm like, there's fucking no need for this. Especially today, when it was a miracle that I even made it home.
Yeah.
Actually, I should have got applause.
You were like, shut up, bitch.
Yeah, I was like, she needs to shut up. My fucking washing machine does it.
You're always, when I'm on the phone to you, always.
I'm always washing though, to be fair. So I hate that.
My dishwasher goes off like that as well. And it's always when I'm walking past it, or if I could just get into bed. Bing bong, bing bong. I'm gonna fucking kill that. I'm like that dishwasher's gonna die. I'm like, yeah.
Do you know my dishwasher opens when it's ready to be emptied?
Yeah.
Does yours do that?
No.
Okay,
no.
So you're not supposed to touch it until it opens because it will get rid of all the steam inside it.
Yeah.
And then you open it.
Yeah.
Is that normal?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was so fancy. No. I was like, oh, look at this.
I just open it, turn it off, and close it again.
Ooh, okay.
I'm really over people who say, it's giving.
Yeah, okay.
It's giving. It's giving me a headache is what it is. It's giving me a headache.
Yeah.
It's giving France. It's giving like French on the Champs-Élysées. It's giving cunt. It's giving this. It's giving me a fucking pain in the face.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's giving
me a headache. Mommy needs to lie down.
Okay. My next one are, I think I hate a statement hat.
What do you mean a statement hat?
Statement hats, like with a statement outfit, I'm into it.
Okay.
But a statement hat that is like with like, you know, a tracksuit or like...
Oh, like so say you wear like a black dress and a statement hat.
Yeah.
Very Boy George.
Okay, I'm into that though.
See, that is a statement hat though.
Yeah, okay. Well, then maybe it's certain people wearing statement hats. Then.
Okay. So it's a statement they're making with the hat. She hates the statement that the hat is making.
I still have two more, by the way. It's been a week.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Fist poses in photos. The lads need to stop.
Yeah. I think you said that last time.
Did I say that?
I think so. Yeah.
It's only fresh written on, so it's annoying me again.
Oh, God.
Like, I literally wrote that today. Like, the lads are like posing and they're doing a fist.
Oh,
I'm like,
love
why?
I love fellas that do
you love that?
I just love you. I like, oh, yeah, you lads.
You just love fellas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You love the lads.
You love fellas. That was a dirty laugh as well.
Do you know, I hate people who, well, first of all, anyone that has kids. It's people who have babies or new like kids and post the pictures online. Kissing the baby's head, whatever, but like cover the baby's face.
Oh yeah, because they don't want it online.
Fuck off! Mm. Don't post the picture at all.
Yeah, fair.
Fuck off.
Okay, yeah,
like fair. Actually, because that to me is just that is thirsty.
Yeah.
Like Sorry, bitch, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Thursday's well, for Thursday.
It's coming to Christmas where all the gays go home. And yeah. Well, it's not coming to Christmas, still fucking October. But you know when the gays go home and they get pictures with their nieces and nephew? Yeah. And but it's actually they're not really posting it because they love their nieces and nephews. Some of them are posting them just for the thirsty likes. Do you know that kind of way?
Oh, well, I don't even really mind that one. It's the ones that like that post like, oh, you know, I'm so private, I'm gonna you know, cover the baby's face. You know, not my child. Yeah. But then the next week they're literally standing in a pair of knickers.
Okay.
Posting like, you know, a bikini shot or they're not posting real sexy.
Yeah.
And you're like, actually, hang on a second. This is a total contradiction here. Like.
Yeah.
And also, nobody gives a fuck about your fucking baby. Yeah. Fuck off.
It's fair. It's fair. Okay. My last one is lazy marketing. I clocked that someone is following the people that comment on my posts. Like a business is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tell me, so explain this now to
you. So like if I post something and then like people comment underneath it, they're following those and they're like to try and I think hope for a follow back then.
Oh.
I was like, that one is so lazy, but also get your own page. Well, you have a page clearly. It's just because my friend like posted underneath it. I'm like, I know my friend is just being like a positive, you know, support comment because the fucking algorithm is shite.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, this page just followed me. And I was like, and then I checked all the people who commented underneath it and they were following those two.
Oh, wow. Oh, I can't wait to hear who this is.
Yeah.
Join us after the break.
I'll tell you more.
Yeah, I know you will. And I think the last one.
Oh, make it a good one. Make it a juicy, horrid one.
Okay.
Oh, I'm back. I feel people human who, again.
People who promote stuff online.
Yeah.
But tag everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, actually, like these people, like you would never hear, like you only hear when they're promoting an event and they just promote the event. It's just like, actually, and they just assume everybody is interested in the event just because they're tagged, just because you're tagged in something you're supposed to be interested, as opposed to there's no other content from these people ever. It's just like people just assume you're going to hop. Oh, well, yes, I'd love to go to that.
Yeah.
I'm totally into that. Just like you can't have a relationship with people or customers or people, patrons of your show or your club or your bar or whatever it is. Mm. If you don't actually engage with people, you just go, here, this is on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone come.
Yeah.
It's like, actually, that's, no thanks. I'm okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's not how it works. That's kind of like lazy marketing.
It is lazy marketing as well.
But it's actually clueless marketing because actually, that's not engaging anybody.
Yeah.
That's actually, do you know what it is? It's irritating people.
That is that's block territory, to be honest, for me.
Yeah.
I'd be tempted to just, are you working on this?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then it's worse.
No, that's because it's just things I notice. And it's like, I notice it every so often. I'm just like, how is that? How am I constantly getting this? It is quite spammy.
Yeah, spammy.
Yeah. And I'm at the place now where I'm just like, do you know what? No, I'm gone.
Oh, I got gas. Okay, well, that's it.
As Christina would say, you lost me.
I love that song. And the video was so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, Christina's snatched at the moment, by the way.
Oh, to the Zempic.
Probably. Christina. But she looks fucking hot. I know.
And she's doing Just Eat.
Oh, I thought, like, I actually laughed because I was like, her being like snatched. She's probably eating like the chicken Caesar salad constantly.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. We're going to go and record our Patreon. Extra little thing, Patreon episode.
Yes.
And thanks so much. If you haven't left our podcast a review and you do enjoy it, head over and leave us a review. We are 5-star divas only.
And we love reading the reviews. I haven't read them in like so long. I saw them just recently on iTunes. So if you are listening to us on iTunes, leave a review. Mm. I don't really use Spotify. Actually, I got 3 months free Spotify from free now, I think.
Oh.
Which is so random for getting a taxi.
I'm getting free delivery at the moment through my Prime membership.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen.
I'm sorry.
We're just like, But anyway, yeah. So jump on wherever, if it's Spotify, whether it's iTunes, whatever. Give us
and
a
if
review.
You're a lad that does a fist pick, send Davina a dick pic.
Put your dick in your fist.
Okay, thanks so much for listening. We'll see you all again in 2 weeks'
Stay
time.
Petty.
Stay petty. Put your dick in a fist.
Hold up. How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.